We all know that Santa lives at the North Pole, but for a while, Santa was living at the Davis Railroad siding. It doesn't quite have the same ring to it, so something just had to be done about the name of the place St. Nick called home. The story of a place called North Pole is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi everybody, Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in no place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
In the 1950s, Conn and Nellie Miller established a trading post east of Fairbanks, Alaska. Conn was known to dress as Santa, and his post became known as Santa Claus House. At the time, the area was known as the Davis Railroad siding. As more people settled here, they wanted to incorporate a town.
Names were tossed around like Mosquito Junction and some other Alaskan-type names. You know, there was conversation about how can we attract industry to the area.
Paul Brown says the desire to attract businesses led to a unique but suitable name for an Alaskan town, North Pole.
Legend is one of the reasons it was called North Pole is it was consistently colder than anywhere else in the interior. So if you look at weather data, we're usually 7 to 10 degrees colder than even Fairbanks, which is only 15 miles away. So the North Pole name kind of stuck.
A development company thought they saw opportunities to attract a specific type of business here as well.
The thought process with Dahl & Gasky Development Corporation is that you could attract toy manufacturers up here. You know, toy manufacturers would love to have products that were made in North Pole. How cool is that? Unfortunately, that never really took off. There's quite a bit of burden to enter or barriers to entry for manufacturers in Alaska just because of shipping costs.
And some had even grander plans for the town of North Pole.
There was kind of a movement even before Disneyland happened. Down in the States, a lot of people were looking at North Pole and Santa Land and some of these different kind of ideas for theme parks or amusement parks at the time.
Those plans didn't materialize, but Santa Claus House, which predates the establishment of the town of North Pole, remains an important attraction. Is a place that many know because of the letters that come from St. Nick every year. That story next time as we travel the countryside in North Pole, Alaska. I'm Andrew McCrae.